Creative vision. Your imagination will already have been greatly stimulated by the previous steps. Your subconscious mind, impressed with the object of your definite purpose, will swing into action on its own, rendering up ideas, plans, and hunches whose clarity and applicability will surprise you. You will notice new opportunities for attaining your definite major purpose. Friendly forms of cooperation from others will present themselves. Everything you touch will become a tool in your hands to promote your success. Even the laws of averages and luck will operate in your favor. But don't be mistaken. In back of these lucky breaks is a definite cause that you have brought into being, controlled attention. Accurate thinking. Long before you have reached the point of actively cultivating accurate thinking, you will have stopped guessing and started making your plans on the basis of known facts and sound hypotheses. But as your plans begin to take effect, accurate thinking becomes a necessity. Controlled attention hones your thinking, and accurate thinking means that your attention is applied only where it is needed. Learning from defeat. When setbacks occur, you will use your controlled attention to find, examine, and nurture the seed of equivalent benefit that comes with every unhappiness. Defeat will be nothing but a signal for greater and more determined effort. It will be fuel to feed the fires of your willpower. You will also learn to delve into your memory to examine defeats that occurred before you selected your definite major purpose. Controlled attention makes every moment of your life valuable to you. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm takes the drudgery out of your work and makes it a labor of love. Your enthusiasm for something automatically leads to your concentrating your attention on it, and it impresses your dominating thoughts on your subconscious. Controlled attention directs your enthusiasm to definite ends, and the nearer you come to those ends, the more your enthusiasm grows. Attractive personality. By developing an attractive personality, you remove much of the opposition you may face from other people and replace it with the cooperation of allies in addition to your mastermind group. Controlled attention helps you improve those elements of your personality that require discipline and gives you the resolve to remove bad habits. In return, your attractive personality provides more opportunity for the use of your controlled attention through increased influence and opportunity. Mastering these 12 of the 17 principles of success represents an important step in developing your controlled attention and taking possession of your mind. You come to better understand and influence both your greatest enemy and your greatest friend, yourself. Controlled attention and auto-suggestion. The chapter on self-discipline underscores the influence of your daily environment in your struggle for success. One of the most effective ways to shape this environment to your benefit is the process of auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion occurs both consciously and unconsciously. Every thought you have, every word you speak, are recorded in your memory, whether those thoughts and words are positive or negative. The objects on which you deliberately concentrate your attention become the dominating influences in your environment. If your thoughts are fixed on poverty or the physical signs of poverty, these influences are transferred to your subconscious by auto-suggestion. If you continue to concentrate on poverty, you will condition your mind to accept poverty as an unavoidable circumstance, and you will eventually become poverty conscious. This is how millions of people condemn themselves to lives of poverty. The principle of auto-suggestion works in precisely the same manner when your dominating thoughts are fixed through controlled attention upon success and security. This habit leads to the development of a success consciousness. When you voluntarily fix your attention upon a definite major purpose of a positive nature and force your mind through daily habits of thought to dwell on that subject, you condition your subconscious mind to act on that purpose. Controlled attention, when it is focused on the object of your definite major purpose, is the medium by which you positively apply the principle of auto-suggestion. There is no other way to do this. The difference between controlled and uncontrolled attention is great. You can feed your mind on thoughts which will produce what you desire, or you can neglect your mind, allowing it to feed on thoughts that will produce results you don't desire. Your mind is never inactive, even in sleep. It constantly reacts to the influences which reach it. The object of controlled attention is to keep your mind busy through thoughts which will be helpful in attaining the object of your desires. If you neglect controlling your attention, your mind will become fixed on negative influences.